Andrea, you're a mezzo-soprano. Can you explain that opera terminology to us?
Mezzo means half, and okay. So it literally means half of a soprano. I kind of like describing voices in color, so it's like a high yellow-white sound, and a mezzo is like dark purple velvet, you know, navy blue velvet, and it's lower, you know, it's maybe six notes lower than a soprano. It's got a different timbre to it, a different color. It's richer, it's darker, and we usually, the mezzos play the witches or old ladies, and we never get the tenor. The soprano gets the tenor.
No fair. And you went to the University of Delaware, yes?
Yes. I was a nursing major with a trumpet minor. Nerd alert.
A nursing major with a trumpet minor.
Yes.
You may be the only one in America that can say that sentence.
Well, then I had to take an extra, an elective credit, just one. And I thought, class voice, I kind of like to sing. So I took the class, and within a year, I was unofficially winning a bunch of competitions, vocal competitions, and I decided that that's what I wanted to do. It just came so easily, and it was just brought so much joy to me. So I had to figure out a way how to tell my parents. And the first question to me was, now, nurses make money, but what do opera singers make? I'm like, it's in my heart. I have to do it.
And so you pursued it, and you made your professional debut at Opera Delaware back in 1999, was it?
Yes. I was in the chorus for a number of productions before that, and in a rare moment, I made it from chorus in my hometown to principal artist, which is rarely done.
Well, how did that happen?
Well, I met this director, and he kept saying to me, Miss Arena, have you ever thought of being a principal artist? Because I could put you in a sack behind the curtains, and you'd still draw attention. He kind of spurred me on to think of something other than singing in the chorus. So I gave it a try and auditioned, and it happened. And honestly, they say a prophet in her own city, you know, is not respected. And it's true. They, you know, most opera companies bring in artists from different cities because they might be more famous. But for somebody to come up from through the ranks in their own town is quite challenging.
Well, take us back to that night of your stepping on stage for the first time as Carmen in the lead.
I was really nervous. I had an awful dream the night before that I was Don Jose, who is the tenor star in Carmen. He unfortunately had an accident, and they needed me to fill in. And of course, I didn't know the role, but I was standing there in the darkness, and my foot hit the light, and for some reason, I knew his role. And I woke up just absolutely horrified. And what happened that night was I was standing in the dark in the wings, and as soon as I was nervous, beyond nervous, and as soon as my foot hit the light, that was it. It was sort of a surreal moment because I don't really remember the performance so much because I was so in the moment and just so beyond grateful and excited to be singing. So
you make your debut here in your home state. What are some of the other highlights that you, when you look back on your career, you think that was really special?
Well, doing Carmen for the first time was really, really awesome. That's one of the roles that a mezzo-soprano just yearns to do. That, and as a mezzo, sometimes I sing pants roles, which means I sing a man, because my voice is lower than a soprano, and a lot of the composers wrote for countertenors, which we don't have nowadays, and I won't get into the medical reasons why, but they are few and far between in the world, and so the pants role that I love performing is Prince Orlovsky from Die Fledermaus. That's by Strauss, and he is Russian prince, so I get to speak in Russian accent.
Who doesn't like that? And from a Russian prince to, I understand you actually played Georgia O'Keeffe as well.
I did. It was a world premiere, Georgia O'Keeffe, A Woman on Paper. They went from the beginning of her life as a young woman to in the prime of, you know, her painting when she was older. And so there were two O'Keeffes cast. There was the beginning O'Keeffe, and then there was me, which was, I guess, her in her 80s. So I had to transform myself to an 82-year-old woman, and it was an amazing experience, and the music was just gorgeous. And we've been in New Mexico and in New York, and we're in the process of getting financial backing and a director to actually take it to Broadway.
Andrea, Arena, thanks for spending some time chatting with us here at Delaware Public Media.
Sure, this has been great.